Welcome to episode 20 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Here's a thoughtful tweet. Refuse to be average. Let your heart soar as high as it will. A.W. Tozer. Do you like being average? Well, many people don't want to be average, but they want to stand out. Yet their words and actions are not aligned. Here's that little tip. One of them. Align your words and actions and people will see that you are a balanced person. So, this is the second in the series of responses to Bianca Hughes' post, 10 questions every educator should take the time to answer. Question number 2 says, do you think that learning to program or code is as important for young people as learning to read and write? Well, here's my response. I believe coding develops the skills of problem-solving, persistence, and patience, which our children need. I see it as a great tool that needs to be introduced as a child grows in knowledge and mastery of skills. I totally believe children are more capable of higher-level thinking systems, which coding requires, than we give them credit. It is also good to give children a plethora of great activities on and offline that will encourage the skills they need for future situations and life experiences. So, is it important for young people to code as it is to read and write? Not quite, but pretty close. I believe it helps to develop other skills. So with that said, let's move on to today's tip. So for today's tip, to try your own coding skills, try Tinker.com. Tinker offers interactive courses for children to learn programming at their own pace at home, as well as a grade-based curriculum for schools. Yes, it offers courses for children, and you are a child at heart, so try it. I love the puzzles it gave me. They do require patience and problem-solving skills. You have been warned. So talking about a trick today, Lynn Horn is amazed at my use of keyboard shortcuts. Well, I figured out I'm a novice compared to other people. I use Google Chrome almost exclusively. All my personal work is done in Google Chrome and in the Google Suite. Well, I found another sweet keyboard shortcut via Alice Keeler. She shared this nugget. Control L will highlight whatever is in the Omnibox or search box. If you're using the Omnibox, you can start typing directly what you are trying to find. If you are using a browser that separates the search bar and the address bar, you will need to toggle over the search window if you do not already know the web address you are looking for. More tips like this are located in Ms. Keeler's post, Tips and Tricks, Search Bar, Address Bar, and the Omnibox. The link to this post is in the show notes. So today's person to follow is Stacia McFadden. She is an educator out of Georgia who loves coding. She has her students and staff coding also. It's really great. She is a huge proponent for coding in the classroom and the benefits I mentioned earlier. She is one of the wonderful ladies of the EduView show, which you can catch Mondays at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also follow her on Twitter at SLMTechEd. Please do so. Well, my time is blinking double zeros. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.